The Majestic and Empire Theaters in San Antonio are reminders of the days of streetcars and Model A's, before suburban sprawl, when downtowns were true city centers. Connected at the back wall, these beautifully restored former movie palaces are contributing to downtown's rebirth, drawing crowds for symphony and ballet, Broadway musicals, drama, and jazz. The 2,400-seat Majestic was one of Texas's most opulent theaters when it opened in 1927. Designed by Chicago architect John Eberson, the auditorium is an imaginary outdoor Spanish plaza surrounded by a skyline of towers, roofs, and balconies. The illusion is created from molded plaster glowing with color. The pièce de résistance is the arched ceiling, which changes from cloudy sunset to starry sky. This atmospheric effect was Eberson's trademark. The secret? A Brenograph magic lantern projects clouds and stars on the indigo sky. The 800-seat Empire Theater is similarly grand. It was designed by St. Louis architects Morin, Russell, and Crow and opened in 1914. Over the years, it's featured Mae West movies and appearances by Roy Rogers and Trigger. The Empire's style is Napoleonic, with gold and silver leaf flowers, eagles, oak leaves, and naked maidens, all created from factory-made plaster. Downtown San Antonio started declining in the 1960s as shopping and entertainment moved to the suburbs. The Majestic and the Empire closed in the 1970s and stood dark for more than 10 years. The city of San Antonio bought the theaters, and a private foundation raised money to restore them, a $13.9 million total investment. Today, the Majestic and Empire have new uses, but they retain their original grandeur. In 1984, the Texas Society of Architects recognized restoration of the Majestic by Houston architect Barry Moore with an award for design.